Welcome to Directions Media's Hallway Conversations, an interview series with geospatial insiders and outsiders. This is Adina Schutzberg. My hallway conversation with AND's CEO, Martin Oldenhoff, was recorded October 6, 2009, at the Location Intelligence Conference in Westminster, Colorado.
I'm joined today by Martin Oldenhoff, the CEO of AND, that's Automotive Navigation Data. The way I think about AND is that it's sort of the that other data company that isn't TeleAtlas or Navtech.
Yeah.
And I think here in the U.S., we're still figuring out who AND is.
Yeah, well, we are the third one, the small one. And what's more important, but I will tell you later about it, the only independent one. Already for 25 years, but we were always in data used for tracking and tracing those kind of systems. If you go to Google Maps or Microsoft and you click somewhere in the world where it's not covered by Navtech or TeleAtlas, you probably will see our data. That's the kind of company we work.
So since you're sort of filling in the holes.
Yeah, that's changing now. Say 2 years ago, we started to make navigation data because that's where the market is. And to be honest, there are satellite images, other image available that makes its life easier for us. Because what we do is we buy sources and combine those sources in our own company in India to a map. So we don't drive around. And of course, in the end, we drive around to check it, but it's not our input driving around. And the sources are better and better and cheaper, so we can make a map comparable to Navtech and TeleAtlas. The most important things that are happening in this market is that Navtech is bought by Nokia and TeleAtlas by TomTom. Is it still possible to get a map for everything you want to use it? That's one question in the market. The second thing what's happening is that we used to talk about navigation maps and we used to talk about PNDs, personal navigation devices, or in-car navigation. But what is happening is that every mobile device will have a GPS. So, and you need a map, because if you only see the black screen with a red dot, that doesn't help you. Because of that, what you will see is that all new kind of companies will enter this market. Big companies like Google or Apple or Microsoft, and also the big telco operators, because they all want to get grip of the mobile user. And in that fight for the mobile user, you need to have a map. And of course, there were two big companies you could buy a map. And of course, there were all kinds of restrictions, but yeah, the competition also had that restriction. So that you could live with it. But what you see now is that if you go to, for example, Google Maps and you say, I want to build navigation on Google Maps, it says it's not possible. And of course, not possible is not the right word. It is possible, but it's not allowed.
Right.
And that's not because of the map is not good enough, and it's also not because the device cannot handle it. It's because of licensing. And what you see, and that's a big threat in the market, is that the licensing model is very strict. And what you would like to see is that everyone could use maps and use it for all kind of nice applications, and that you don't have to think, is that within the license or without the license? So what we think is that restrictions on licensing is withholding the growth of the market. And what we think that's needed in the market is that you can buy maps without any restrictions on license and without any restrictions on time. Because what you will see is that a map is a kind of standard in all those systems, but you will build all kind of information on top of those maps. So you need to be sure that you have that map, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, but for years. The way we see it is that the market needs maps with flexible license rights, so that that the guy who is licensing the data, who is buying the maps, can decide what to do with it. And the very strange thing in this market is that mapping companies are selling those maps, they still can decide what
you can do with
customer can do with it. And that's very strange.
They set it up that way for business reasons as much as anything else. So now what you're suggesting is going to sort of turn, we've got to have a very different business model.
It's logically that they do it, because if I were the boss of Nokia and I paid $8 billion for an offtake, I'm not sitting there and waiting to Google to enter or Apple to enter the market. I want to corner that market for myself. Yeah, the market has so big opportunities, especially with now with opening up and applications you can build yourself. Without question that if you can give the map free of all those different licensing, it will blossom with a lot of new apps. Because there are a lot of things, if you are mobile, that are linked to your position, and if you want to do something, that are linked to somewhere near around it.
Okay, so how are you figuring out this new licensing?
It's very simple. We sell you a map without any restrictions, so you can do it for, you can use it for whatever you want, to your per device, and it has also no restrictions in time, because the device will stay there for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, we don't mind. So it's a very simple, plain model. So if someone say, okay, I want to license the map, we say, okay, you can put it on every phone, it's to your device, and then it's yours, and you can do whatever you want with it.
And they give you one pile of money, or there's an annual fee?
No, if they sell one license, it's €2. If they sell a million, it's €2 million. Okay. You don't have to count. You don't have to say on forum where you use it for. It's all yours.
But based on that model, I think people, developers would be seeking you out, because that model fits more with the way they want to do business than with some of these other models that are much more restrictive.
Yeah. In my opinion, it will be the new way to do business in mapping, because the other models, you cannot tell on forehand what the application will build, and is it navigation or is it just mapping or is it routing, and they're all different pricing on that. So that will not work, and counting how often you use it is also is terrible. You cannot do it. We were thinking it should be a straightforward, simple model, and it should be for all the same. And that's it.
Right. And actually, it's much more like the component model of software, right? That's what it sounds like to me. Now, have you seen other data companies trying out sort of a similar model yet?
No, because it's not in their interest to do that, because Novtek wants to defend
their space, right?
Nokia and Novtek, business model. And they're good at it, so why don't it? This new model will give more and more developers the chance to do something with maps. And that's what you're looking for. Because you will have a map on every mobile device within 2 years.
So does that mean we're going to start seeing the AND logo and more applications that we...
No, what we hopefully see is more and more AND maps. We are not really interested in the logo on we are B2B and
So the fact that we don't know of you in the United States isn't really a problem, as long as we're using your maps on people's.
Absolutely.
So are there some applications that I might use that I don't even know are using your maps?
No, not yet. Most of our clients are US, but we're a very big US client, but I cannot reveal the name.
Okay.
Because they don't want it, but they will use our maps in a big way. And there will be more, because if you talk to Microsoft or to Apple or to Google or to the telco operators, they all have to do something there.
Right.
And still, if you want to have navigation on here in the US on Verizon, or it's still $10 a month. That's enormous.
It is, and there's starting to be a lot of pushback.
Yeah,
especially as people get more and more familiar with things like OpenStreetMap.
Yeah, So you should have another way in pricing those things.
You should have another choice. Right?
Yeah.
I think here in the US, we're not aware of the relationship that AND has with OpenStreetMap.
No, that's correct. What we, if you look at it fundamentally, in the end, we can make a very good map, say 97% correct. But to fill that last gap, you need community. And so we donated it to OpenStreetMap to have a feel, have a look. How does that work? How does it work to work with communities, to give you feedback? I don't believe in a model that you have to do it all yourself. No, your clients will do it because they are better. They use it every day. And in the future, what you want is a constantly updated map, so that you can also have small changes in the map. So if you have roadworks and things like that, that will be the case. Even when the bridge is opened and things like that. And you need consumer input for that.
The relationship with OSM is now, a year or two old?
Yeah.
So have you got any sense of how it's going?
Yeah. Of course, and we work closely together. We organize all kinds of parties at our offices to so that they can do another part of Holland and things like that. No, we think it's a very good initiative. We think the way they work with users who give input is the way it will work also for us. And I think that they will be more in things like walking or hiking or
points of interest.
Points of interest.
Right.
So there will be two different maps. An open street map and our map. And different kind of usage. And of course there will be a gray area. But in the end it's a good initiative.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to share about what you're seeing out in the world?
No, this is the way we see our small mapping world.
Well, great. I appreciate your time today.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to a conversation with Martin Oldenhoff, CEO of Automotive Navigation Data, that's AND. We invite your questions or comments at Directions Mag or at All Points Blog, or you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.